Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Thursday.
Weekend's almost here. Can you feel it? It's coming.
It is.
Yeah, I know. Listen, every day's the same to me. I like to make every day equal, but the truth is, even though every day's equal, the weekends are better, aren't they? Sorry, so it is. So how about some positivity in your life? How about controlling your life and make it positive? Yeah, sometimes you think if I just relax and do nothing, that's how things are positive. I just see things positively. But what I'm talking about today is actually how you're able to get control of your life, hold your head high and feel good no matter what happens. Okay, we'll get into that. It's a daily boost from motivationandmove.com. The positive boost you need every single day, even in a world that sometimes doesn't have so many positive boosts. It's crazy out there. And if you look at the news or look at social media, how can we even survive that stuff? I mean, the whole world is marketing an agenda right now and everybody's on a mission. And how can you even stand it? I have a way for you to do that. First off, there's only one podcast you should listen to. That's this one, period. I'm just saying, okay? Because I have no agenda. I am just here to, with one really simple mission. I want you to get what you want in life, whatever that happens to be. It's happiness. You want a peace. You want to make money. I don't care what it is. I want you to get that. I want you to get out of bed in the morning. I want you to go, woohoo, I'm out. Have a great day and then go to bed tired and have great dreams and then repeat. Do it again. That's kind of all I really want. And if you'll help me get that, you'll make me happy. Is that cool? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. So happy you're here today. It's just a beautiful time of the year. I know it's kind of weird weather going on, but then again, it's weird weather goes everywhere. It's kind of like, well, I don't know how many times I've told this. It happens in every city in the world. They're like, hey, if you don't like the weather, just hang around a while, it'll change. I've heard that everywhere, from Australia to here, everywhere. Anyway. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. If you haven't been to the Daily Boost podcast.com/Facebook page, made it easy so you can get there. I figure you can remember the name of the podcast, right? dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. That's where you'll find us. Cool group of people. We have a couple of rules, but the basic rule is this: be nice and be cool. If you're a nice person, if you're cool, I mean, you understand people, you get along, stuff like that. You're welcome in our group. Come on over and participate. Now, if that's not who you are and you want to learn to be that way, come on over because we're happy to rub off on you. If that's not who you are and you want to come over and you don't want to be that way, you're not going to last long. Just saying. dailywizpodcast.com/Facebook. Coolness lives there. All right. So let's talk about some positivity in life, because it would be great if you could have your week, starting your week, middle of your week, end of your week, weekends, with a positive attitude and in total control. Would that be awesome? It's possible. So I thought what I'd do is I'd run down the road today of some tweaks for you, one little itty bitty simple thing that you might be able to use when all hell breaks loose. Oh, such a good day, and then that guy showed up in my life, or that lady, or whatever it happens. So what do you do when you have a train wreck? When things are going well? When you've got your day perfectly planned, it's going according to your plan, nobody else's plan. No, God knows when you made your plan, you didn't care about anybody else, did you? What happens when your perfect plan, your perfect day is going not the way you want it to go, and how do you get in control? Well, I'm a guy who used to fly airplanes a lot. I haven't flown for about 2 years now, so I'm kind of jonesing to get back in the air a little. I went to a friend's hangar the other day. We live in Port Orange, Florida, and there's a place called Spruce Creek Fly-In, big old kind of country club place where people have these big hangars on their houses, and they have airplanes. I was over there, and I was checking out his helicopter. He said, "You want me to teach you to fly a helicopter?" I said, "Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, I got off track here. But I like little airplanes. I like little helicopters. I like things like that. It's just kind of cool to fly." But I never forget the very first time my instructor, you know, the guy that you hire to keep you from killing yourself while you're learning to fly an airplane. That's pretty much all they do in the first couple hours. I promise you that. After that, you kind of learn to take care of yourself. But nonetheless, he commanded me something to blow off a landing. I was flying. Now, if you've ever flown a little airplane before, and you maybe a little Cessna Discovery flight, something like that, you go up in the air and they let you fly it. But when they say, okay, let's take it on back and turn it that way, and you fly the airplane and you get lined up with the runway, and then he says, all right, go ahead and land it. They usually do that, right? Now, they don't mean it. They let you off the hook here pretty quick. But when you look down at the numbers on that runway and you're like, you know, at least 1,000 feet up in the air, and you look down there, it's like, how am I going to get from here to there? It's weird. It's strange. But anyway, I was on perfect landing. I was in. Everything was just perfect. And I get around there, and he hadn't told me this was what the lesson was going to be. He said, go around and try again. I said, what? It's perfect. My day is going just the way I wanted to go. And now you're going to break off my landing and go around and try it again. I'm thinking, I got to pee too. I got to get on the ground. And I'm not kidding about that. That's happened more times than I can say. Go around. So over the years, I have learned that the same thing happens in life. In day-to-day life, it happens. And you can bet that somebody or something is going to mess up your plans and tell you to go around. What? Sometimes it happens in traffic. Go around. What? Sometimes at the grocery store. Go around. If you live where I live, where there's a lot of seniors in the area, it's go around a lot. Happens a lot. You know, Florida, a lot of retirees down here. I don't participate in that game. It's no fun. I like to live. But I have learned that your life will get kind of crazy, so I've learned to handle it the way a pilot handles it. You ready for this? So this is what you're going to do today. When you are going throughout your day and life is going really, really, really good, you're going to do exactly what I did and what every single pilot does when they have to go around. First thing is, we are looking for positive control of our life. And a pilot looks for positive control of their airplane. And what does positive control mean? Well, it makes sense that if you're drifting down toward the ground, that you don't have positive control. You're kind of coasting down to your land, right? So you got to have some power to take care of yourself. So when they say go around, the very first thing a pilot does is hit the gas. Full power to the engine. That's it. Why? Well, when you put the gas on and that motor's running and the nose begins to lift up, you start to get control of that aircraft. You're no longer drifting anymore. You got full power underneath your wings. Then you pull back on that nose a little bit and you start to get what we call a positive rate of climb. Because you're going down, right? So now we got that power. With power, we can climb. And now we pull that nose up just a little bit and start to get that positive rate of climb. We know the airplane positively is moving ourselves back into a place where we can control and fly that airplane. And once we get there, then we kind of calm down again. We adjust those settings until we're on cruise. We have positive control. We're neutral, as they call it, with the airplane. The airplane's just flying along nicely until it's time to go around and start the process all over again. Make sense? So how does this apply to regular life? Well, I think you might already figure it out, but I know for me, when I am going through my day and somebody says, go around, and I get all wigged out because of it, because I'm like, well, I didn't see that coming. What are they looking at me like that for? Why'd they say it that way? And they're, well, you know what I said, because you probably say the same thing. I'll let you fill in the words. It's more fun when you do. I have now learned that I need to get myself back on a positive track. Because as Zig Ziglar said so many years ago, somebody just kicked my cat. And if you don't know the reference, kicking the cat. Or I think what he said was, who kicked their cat? It just means that something threw you off track and you've got to get yourself back on path. So what do you do? Well, quickly think about who you are, what your day was supposed to be, what your next step is to get you back on track. Put that power on, get on track with it, pull your head up, your chin up, and keep on moving. In a very positive way. Don't let anybody ever ruin your day by telling you to go around. Not worth it. Not worth it. And it happens all the time. Thank you very much. That's one of my more fun metaphors. I do need to fly airplanes. I don't live too far from the airport. I'm thinking, I wonder if somebody wants to trade some motivational coaching for their airplane. It's a thought. Things can happen. So if something gets in your way today, make sure you stay positive, keep on moving, and do me a favor, come on over and join me tomorrow because we're going to talk about your hierarchy of needs, a little Maslow's hierarchy. It's been around a long time, still fits, still works, and you need to know about it if you haven't. Or maybe you went to college, you learned it, and you forgot about it. We'll talk about that tomorrow. See ya at the Facebook group. Made it easy for you. You can remember, if you can remember Daily Boost Podcast, put a .com/Facebook on it, and you will be there. Tell me a little bit about yourself and come on in. I look forward to meeting you. See you tomorrow.